But this portion of the Spotlight on Medina on WEOL is brought to you by Cuyahoga Community College. Start college close to home. Tri-C's Brunswick University Center offers the first 2 years of college for much less than the average tuition rate. And from Tri-C Brunswick, we have Terry Radick. Good morning, Terry. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Bruce.
Appreciate your time this morning. So talk a little bit about how this this university center. I guess anybody in the area who wants to take classes at Tri-C, this is where they can go get the education.
Yep. We're right here in Medina County, right on 303 in Brunswick, right in front of what's called the Brunswick campus, the high school, the library, the rec center, the elementary school, so a little bit of everything over there in 303.
We did a spotlight in Brunswick from that rec center at the time over there, and it was very interesting. Kind of, it brings everybody together, and people who come to the library realize there's a college there, may think about, you know, getting furthering their education, or if you need a place to study outside of the campus, I suppose, or get fitness. So everything there comes together, kind of for body and mind.
Actually, it's actually a really nice partnership because of where we're located. We're right next to the rec center, so it allows us to actually offer our physical education courses there where students can take those for college credit or just for enjoyment. And then, of course, the library. We didn't have to build the library in our building because we have the Medina Library there, the Medina County Brunswick Library. So it works out really well for our students.
And talk about the students. Who's coming to this campus? Is it people out of high school? Are these professionals brushing up on their skills? Who seems to be on this campus?
Actually, a little bit of both. Because of our location, because we're located right in front of the high school there, we do have a lot of high school students who are currently in high school taking courses at the Brunswick University Center, where they're getting both under the College Credit Plus program through the state. They're getting both high school and college credit. So we get about over 200 students a semester from the high school and surrounding high schools here in Medina County that'll take courses at the Brunswick University Center. But then we also have our professional development courses through our corporate college division. They can take courses in finance or anything that leadership, where students are looking to advance in their career or make a career change, so they can take those kind of courses with us as well.
Does that come through businesses, or is that individuals just want to sharpening their skills?
Both. Okay. Both, yeah. So it depends. I mean, because we also have a workforce division, which is also moving into the county here, where we work closely with a lot of the businesses. And we know that there's a strong demand out here in manufacturing. So our workforce division is actually looking to bring workforce training out here as well, particularly in the manufacturing trades.
I see one area that you offer is Lean Six Sigma. Mm-hmm. I've heard that term before. What's that all about?
That's a process improvement or quality improvement. Just as an example, this is through our corporate college division, where organizations, whether they're corporate organizations or even government organizations, currently, I know the city of Brunswick is working with our corporate college division on process improvement in one of their departments within the city. So it's a whole certification process. There's different yellow belts, green belts. So there's actually a grant right now through the state that our corporate college division is working on with government institutions to help them with process improvement.
You mentioned high school students earlier. What about people on the other end of the age spectrum, maybe young seniors or seniors? What can you offer them?
Actually, we have a couple different senior programs for seniors in the county. Currently, we have what's called Neighborhood Scholars, and those are like the lunch and learns, where seniors can come in. They have a boxed lunch that's provided to them, and they learn about different things like the opera, Hollywood musicals. We've got one coming up in the fall, which I think is going to be very popular, timed perfectly, starting on October 18th. It's called Electile Dysfunction, Choosing Our Presidents. And so I think that's going to be a pretty big draw. They're going to be offering that on October 18th, and I think it goes every Tuesday through November 1st.
Now, we need to know more about this.
Well, I just wanted to be, meeting when they were discussing what to call it.
Yeah.
If that's the one they selected, I want to know what they decided to go against.
I know.
It's kind of funny.
It is.
It adds a little humor to something like that for a serious matter, I suppose. You also, I see here that veterans are part of what you serve there, too. There's services for that. Talk about that and why that's important or how that comes to play for a college atmosphere.
Well, we have a representative who works for the college, and he's usually there on the campus about 3 days a week, and he works on different services for working with the veterans to process their educational benefits through their GI Bill. So, and then we also have other services that are available college-wide that we can refer students to that are veterans in the county.
What kind of campus life is there? What do you offer the students besides just the books and the education? Anything else that they kind of get out of that?
Well, we are an extended campus, and when I say that, that means we actually were part of our campus in Parma. As we grew and grew and grew back in 2008, 2009, the county came to us and the schools and said, we'd like for you to have a permanent presence in Medina County. So a lot of the services that we offer are extended from our Parma campus. So there is somewhat of a student life, but we also... we are actually called the University Center, which is unique to Tri-C. And what that is it actually allows students to complete their bachelor's degree on our campus through university partners that we have on site, Franklin and Tiffin University. You can actually get your bachelor's degree in accounting, criminal justice, business. And it's a nice partnership that we have with the university partners because they can actually complete their associate's degree on site at Brunswick with Tri-C, saving a lot of money at the lower community college tuition rate, and then seamlessly transfer into the four-year degrees without even leaving the campus so that they can actually complete an associate and a bachelor's degree in as little as 4 years.
It's also to save money, too. That's the other key to this.
Right? A lot of money. Because actually Franklin has a unique program because theirs is a 3+1, which allows students to actually take 3 years of courses at the community college at Tri-C and then just 1 year with Franklin on site in Brunswick. So there's a huge cost savings even there with the 3 years of community college tuition.
And as a high school senior, can you start that process in that 3+1 program and get some of those credits even while you're still in high school?
Actually, yeah, that is how it would work because the courses that the high school students are taking are their general education courses, which counts towards both their high school graduation and their college graduation. So they can get a head start on not only their associate but their bachelor's degree too, because those credits would transfer over to the four-year universities as well.
We've been speaking today with Terry Radick, who is with the Tri-C Brunswick University Center. If people want to find out more about what you've talked about or get involved, and I suppose there's still your new fall semester is getting underway soon. How do they get involved with all that and find out more?
Well, our fall classes start September 12th, which is a little bit later than our main campuses. So it gives students a little bit more time to get everything together. And we actually have on August 20th, which is a Saturday from 9 to 1, we'll be hosting a registration session where students can come in and they can do their application process, meet with counselors, and get everything, you know, going for the fall semester. So there'll be plenty of time even on August 20th where they can get everything done in time for the start of September 12th.
Sounds good. As we get into the month of August, we start thinking about school and fall for those, although some have probably been involved during the summertime too.
Yep.
So your campus is busy all year round with different types of people coming in for the education.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got a lot going on over there from age 8 to 88.